Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. Oh, hello listeners in the chat room, this is Yeti Uncle John. I'm, just getting things sorted out. There's no sign of Paul at the moment, but, you know, he's running late, yes. It's all been rather embarrassing, I'm afraid. I believe that he thought that he was going to be the new Doctor Who, and unfortunately that's not how it worked out. Although I'm quite keen myself, still he was there in costume and it was a prank. It was a cruel prank, and these things happen, you know. You get these anonymous messages in your spam folder telling you that you're the new Doctor Who, and to turn up at Trafalgar Square in your costume at 6 o'clock at night, and oh dear. Yes, well, that's what happened. That's what happened. I can't believe he fell for it. Oh dear, oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dearie me. I'm still laughing about it now. Oh, good grief. The man's an idiot. Oh, I don't know why he's late. I hope he doesn't hear this. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, blimey. Hello, Toby and Lisa. Don't you tell him, will you? Don't you? Oh, dear. Yes. I tricked him, basically. Yes. I sent him a message telling him he was the new Doctor Who, and he turned up. He turned up. Oh dear. Oh, Toppy Smelly's here. Hello, Toppy. Yes. We're just waiting for Paul to arrive. I'm afraid I might have confused things. I sent him an email telling him that he was the new Doctor Who, and he believed me. And yes, but anyway, it's bound to happen, isn't it? You know. Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh blimey. It's past 9 o'clock, I don't know. I'm sure I'll be turning up in a minute, but can I just check that, can you all hear me and everything, yes? Oh, yes. Oh, goodness me, there's tea. I'll have a cup of tea whilst you're out there, please. Yes, oh, yes, is Toby and Lisa are meeting Toppy Smelly, and yes, that's good, that's good. Yes, right.
Dear, oh dear, what's going on?
Oh, Paul, is that you?
Oh, hello, yes, it's me, Yeti Uncle John. I'm running late. You're going to have to take over. Have you played the music or anything yet?
No, not yet. No, blimey, I thought you were coming in. I thought you were going to do it.
I suggest you play the pre-title music and just get the episode started. We're running late, so get going. And I'll be there as soon as I can. I'm stuck in traffic.
But you don't even drive.
I'm in a taxi. Come on, let's just get on with things.
All right. Blimey.
Don't worry, I won't be long. I'll be there soon. Just, you can do it.
Oh, I can't. I'm awful at this sort of thing.
No, you're not. You've done shows before. You're fine.
All right.
I'll see you soon.
All right, yes. Well, be quick. Dear, oh dear.
Don't you worry. It's fine. Just do it.
Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, I think we shall start again.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
This is DJ Star Sage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotso.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hobby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey, listen.
Hello, is this Pa the Shy Teddy?
It's the Shy Life Podcast with me, Shy Teddy.
He's not that shy.
Hello, it's me, Ick the Alien. I've been asked to stand in, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to stand in. Yeti Uncle John was here a minute ago, but, he has gone somewhere. I'm not sure where. Maybe the toilet. He looked a bit flushed. Anyway, I believe this is our 11th live 548 show. Yes, and Shy Yeti, Paul, he is on his way. And so is Yeti Uncle John. He is on his way too. I know he was here before, but now he isn't. Anyway, this episode, well, I expect we'll be talking about things that have been going on. Yes, but until then, I suppose we should... What is it we're supposed to do? Oh, yes, I need to press this button. Okay.
Run the theme music.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Sure, Yeti, that's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
Well, you know I always like to practice these thoroughly.
Oh, yeah.
What do people listen to this rubbish?
So there you go. Here we are. Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yes, that was the title music. Now what happens next? Oh, yes. Episode bot, please tell me what episode number this is. Please.
95.
Oh, really? Thank you. That's fascinating. Yes.
Ick, are you all right? Oh dear, he seems a little bit. Just sit down there, Ick. Just sit down there. You'll be fine. Yes. Oh dear. This is not the way it's. I'm terribly sorry, listeners. There seems to have been a slight technical hitch. Poor Ick. Yes. There's no sign of Paul yet, but I'll just keep on. Gosh, there's lots of talking in the chat room. Let's see what's going on. Troby and Lisa says, good evening, Mr. Paul. Well, he's not there. So I'll take that as good evening, Yeti Uncle John. Yes. Now, we're having a cup of tea. Troby and Lisa, hello, Yeti Uncle John. Oh, yes, that's me, yes. Good evening, folks, says Toppy Smelly. Good evening, Toppy Smelly. And, yes, oh, who else? Hello there. Oh, yes, that's the, oh, yes, Toppy Smelly's talking to Troby and Lisa. Mr. D Spanker is, he's putting some tea on too, and good, yes, Toppy says that yeah, that can hear me well, they can hear me loud and clear, good. Toppy says, oh, Paul, running late reminds me of me. Paul's in a taxi, says Troby and Lisa. I hope he doesn't get overcharged. Toppy Smelly says, I wonder if he ever hitchhikes. Oh, I don't think he will, Toppy, because he's seen an episode of, what was it, the Hammer House of Horror. There was a hitchhiker in that, and he was very spooky. He had funny fingernails. Don't think Paul would ever hitchhike after he's seen that. Troby and Lisa says he sticks his leg out at passing traffic and hopes to get picked up. Yes. Oh, well, Toppy says, yes, that might well be it. I can picture him hiking his pant legs up a bit. Troby and Lisa says, any excuse to do that, really? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Now, Troby and Lisa says, our cat Rose is pricking up her ears with all the high voices. Well, that was Ick, the alien, yes. And Mr. Spanker says, my cat always has this mad look on her face. Well, yes. So does Dealey, actually, yes. He's the resident podcasting cat, well, at least on this show. I'm going to have to keep holding the fort at the moment, but of course we're very excited by the news that there is a new Doctor Who has just been cast, and that it is a lady. Yes, I'm very excited about this. Her name is Jodie Whittaker. Yes, and she's an actress, and let's see, I've got the Wikipedia here. She's been in Doctors, Dalziel and Pasco, This Life, Plus 10, Tessa the D'Urbervilles, Wired,
What else? Marchlands, Black Mirror, The Night Watch, Broadchurch, and, well, lots and lots of things. So it's all very exciting. Very exciting. I know Paul's excited. Although, as I was saying at the start, I did send him a little spoof email saying that he'd been cast, but there we go. But let's not mention that. He doesn't know I did it. So, anyway, what else am I supposed to... So, please, any views, any things in the chat room, yes, please do comment on your thoughts about this. It's all very exciting. Now, let's see. What we usually do... I've got a checklist here. What we usually do is say what episodes have been on since last time. So I'll just quickly... because it's been a busy month. And back in June, we had two live editions of the Shy Life podcast. So we had the episode 87, which was the ninth live 548 show. And then episode 88 was called Quizzed, and that was all about Quiz Night. That was my Quiz Night, actually. Episode 89, that was our live... was our 10th live show, and it was from the 548 live streaming event. That was very exciting. We had Mr. Nick Goodman as a live guest, and of course Toby and Lisa know Mr. Goodman very well. And now after that episode, we had episode 90, which was a very poetic episode. That was the Rhymes Bears Steel Pies 410th anniversary special. That's a book that Paul wrote, yes. Then we had three episodes in a row, which was like a little story, a trilogy. And episode 91, the Shy Yeti Big Top Kapow Show. Episode 92, Get the Imposter. And episode 93, May the Best Yeti Win. And then we had episode 94, which was an interview with Daffy Carlisle Huffington from Pod Is My Co-Pilot. And that only just came out on Friday, so it's been a very busy month, but let's all see what's been going on in the chat room. I'm hoping Paul's going to show up any minute, but yes, Toppy says it's hard to read Dealey's expressions because of his spotted face. I don't know, I've got used to him, but I know what you mean. He does look like he's wearing a bit of like a superhero mask sometimes, but you know, he is a bit of a superhero as far as we're concerned. He's like Super Cat or something. Mr. Spanker says he is in Florida. Yes, well, that's good. He says, I've got two white ghost peppers to sprout. That's good. Ghost peppers. They must be calorie free, says Toppy. But apparently they are the strongest pepper on the planet. So you become a ghost if you eat one. Oh, well, that makes sense. They're even stronger than the Carolina Reaper. Blimey. All this pepper talk. It's quite hot. Yes, where was I? Anyway, as I was saying, who's got somebody? Somebody's coming in.
Hello, Yeti Uncle John. How are you? I thought Paul was here.
No, he's running late. He's running late.
Oh dear. John, you sound a bit strange. Maybe you should go and sit down, huh? You run along. I'll take over. It's fine.
Running late. Oh dear. Poor Yeti Uncle John. What is wrong with you? Is it the hot weather? Oh dear. Hello, listeners. Am I broadcasting? Hello, this is me, Carmody. I think there is probably a show going on, and I see some notes here. I'm going to take over until Paula gets here. How are you? Yes. For those of you who do not know, my name is Carmody, and I'm a mad scientist. Well, I'm not so mad now. I'm just a scientist. But, anyway, it says on the list here, I have to promote the fact that we are rapidly approaching our 100th episode. It's very exciting. Now, apparently, according to this thing here, it so it says that episode 100, we expect it to be released during August, possibly the middle of August. We're not too sure. We have a few more episodes to get there, but I have some exclusive news. Yes. And apparently, Paul is going to be the new Doctor Who. Oh, no, apparently that is not true. What it says here, that's been scribbled out. Apparently, Mr. Toppy Smelly has been recording with Paul for episode 100 just this weekend. Yes, I believe there has been a big recording batch. It was very early. Is this true, Mr. Toppy Smelly? He would know. He is the one who is recording. What do you have to say, Mr. Toppy Smelly? Are you still there? Let me go and check the chat room. They were talking about peppers. Apparently, one of the members of the chat room's first name is Dick, and Yeti Uncle John couldn't say that word. Well, you know, but as Mr. Dick says, he is a private eye. Yes. Now, Toppy Smelly says that 100 episodes in just over a year. That's pretty prodigious. Oh dear, I cannot say that word. That's pretty prodigious. That means quite a lot. yes, it's true comedy. Oh yes, Toppy Smelly says, goodbye, Mr. Detective. He's gone. Oh, well, it was very nice to see you in the chat room. Yes, so Mr. Toppy Smelly, so you were recording with Paul only this weekend. Well, I hope it went well. Was it fun? Now, Toby and Lisa said there is a character in the old curiosity shop called Dick Swiveller, which we think is just Charles Dickens being rude. I think you are probably right. Now, coming up quite soon, we have an interview. A live satellite broadcast, and it is with Bettina Dupre. So we will be I shall be checking to see if Bettina is ready to speak to us, and hopefully by the time we have done this, Paul will be back. Yes, I'm sorry that he is so late today, but there is quite a few co-hosts in this episode, because everybody is dropping like flies. They are dropping their flies. Toppy says, was the old curiosity shop made into a movie with James Stewart? I am not sure, but I'm sure we'll find the answer one way or another. Now, let me see if I can speak to the lovely Bettina. Is she there? Next up, we have an interview with Bettina. Yes. I'm not sure. Hello, Bettina, are you there? Are you there, Bettina?
Hello, darling. Hello. Is that you, comedy? Goodness me. I never expected. I didn't know you'd be here today. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Yes.
I thought that if Paul wasn't there, then somebody else would take, like, Yeti Uncle John or something.
Yes, he has been here already, and he has been taken unwell.
Oh, really?
I mean, even Ick was here, and very confusing.
And Ick too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. How strange. How strange. Well, anyway, it's lovely to talk to you, dear. How are things? Have we got any questions? No?
No, sorry.
No. Oh, well, I have some news. Things are looking more positive about, my little reunion with Aunt Tabby. But I don't want to say too much, but things are still looking positive, so that's nice. All good. If you do have any, requests or anything you hear from anybody says that they would, my advice, I'm always here. Yes, oh well. Nathan sends his best wishes. Okay, Okay, darling, I'll speak to you soon. 1 million kisses. 1 million and one kisses, darling.
Goodbye now. Yes. It's very nice to hear from her. Bettina, I'm sorry. We had some trouble with the sound on my end there. I was trying to speak to her and it was not coming out. But I hope you heard Bettina. I must say to people, you know, if you want to ask Bettina questions, then please do send them in. You know, we have... you can send a voice message with requests, and if you look at the episode, yes, it says the email address. I believe, you know, if you look when you download an episode, it is like jayadi@yahoo.com, I believe. I think that is right, huh? Anyway, oh dear, now let's see what's in the chat room. I do have something else for you in a second. We have a new member of in the chat room, Montand, from he says greetings from Rochester. Hello. And Toppy says he is secretly in love with Bettina Dupre. That's good. Toby and Lisa say they don't know of a version of the old Curiosity Shop with James Stewart, but they would have a quick search. And Toppy says, yay, Rochester, my old stomping ground. Yes, we have a Rochester in the UK as well, so I have been there, but it is not the same one, and I did not realize that. Yes, it was very disappointing, the time when I thought I was going to go to Rochester in the United States, and I paid much money to go there, and I got on a bus, and I was in our Rochester. Yes, I could have gone there for about £2, but instead I went and, I paid £3,000. Yes, well, it just shows you that you have to be careful sometimes who you trust. Toppy says, never mind, I just found the Jimmy Stewart movie. It's probably not related. The early Stewart movie was called The Shop Around the Corner. So that is possibly different. Let me see. There's still no sign of Paul, so we have a poem that he recorded in advance. Let's listen to that now, shall we? Yes. This poem is called Glum. It's from my book, Do Yeti Wear Pyjamas? Published in 2010. God, you're glum, so sour-faced. It's a wicked pity, such a terrible waste. You've a smile in there, so where's it gone? Your grin was wide, now so very long. Do not be sad, oh please, be happy. It hurts to see you look so crappy. You bring us down, pain in the bum. Do please stop moping, don't be so glum. God, you're glum, just so damn shirty. Why can't you be more fun or dirty? Do come alive and be more perky. Please, please act less dour. Try being smirky. Folk prefer you bright and eager beaver, but you're becoming quite a full-blown diva. Your moods just leave us feeling numb. So quit right now. Stop acting glum. God, you're glum, quite comatose. You're nodding off, your eyes are closed. You think we're dull, you're one to talk. You've got the manners of a clumsy orc. No one wants to see a glum-faced miser, a proper big head who thinks they're wiser. You'll not get yours, no, not a crumb. Sick and tired that you look so glum. God, you're glum, you're out of luck. The wind has changed, your face got stuck. You got just what you're most deserving. You look quite strange, just quite unnerving. No one cares to meet such a dismal fella. You don't need to be a fortune teller. Someone like you won't find a chum. Stay all alone. So bloody glum. Well, I hope you are not glum in the chat room. No, I do hope not, yes.
How is the chat room? Let me just check. Now, I am trying to keep in touch with Paul, Toby and Lisa says, yes, that film is definitely a different thing. Toppy says, I cannot believe how late Paul is to his own live show. I know. Toby and Lisa say he is on a secret mission or something. Toppy says, apparently. No, I... But what I heard is that Yeti Uncle John sent him a spoof, spam-like email telling Paul that he was the new Doctor Who, and Paul went there thinking that he was going to be the new Doctor Who, and of course all the time it was Yeti Uncle John teasing him, but I don't suppose he thought Paul would fall for it, and which is, well, so Paul is now trying to get back, but we're not supposed to mention it because Paul would be very embarrassed to know that he has been tricked like this by Yeti Uncle John. So I believe that is what has happened. Oh, just a minute, my thing is vibrating. I have a vibrating thing. Let me see. What's going on? So we have another message from Paul. He's just called in. Hello, it's me, Paul the Shaggy. Sorry, listeners, I am on my way. I'll be there any minute now. I hope Yeti Uncle John or Ick or Cromarty or somebody's running the show fine. I hope you're there. Yes. Hello, chat room. Okay.
Hello? Hello, it's me, Charlie. I heard a noise. What's wrong? What's going on? Did somebody mention pies?
What? Pies? What? Pies? Pies? What? Pies?
No pies. No pies.
Pies. Pies. Pies.
Pies.
Pies.
Pies.
Pies. Pies.
Pies.
Pies. Pies.
Pies.
Pies.
Pies.
Pies.
Pies.
Pies.
Pies.
Pies.
Pies. Pies.
What's going on? What's wrong with him? What's going on with that strange man?
Pies, 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 pies,
pies, pies, pies, pies, pies, pies, pies, pies, pies,
pies, pies, pies, pies, pies. What? I do not understand. What is going on? What? I am running the show? Hello? Who? Is me? Charlie? Hello? What? Is that pies? Are there any pies in the chat room? Oh dear. The choice of what's this? Paul's, Toppy Smelly says, geez, Paul, talk about being naive. And Toby and Lisa say, believe it or not, Doctor Who had a reacting vibrator in 1966. And Toppy says, whoa. And Toppy says, Charlie, you have such a pie hole. Oh, thank you. I think that is good. Sorry that I'm confused that there was Cromarty was doing the show and that he seems to have been taken ill. And, I will keep talking. I do not know where Paul is. I was just passing. I was hoping there might be some pies around. Do you have any pies in the chat room? Or maybe you can tell me, do you have any favorite pies? Yes. What is that? Toby Smelly says, ha, he says, thanks. What? I'm confused. I'm confused. Oh, what? Toby and Lisa, he says, something about a reacting vibrator. Yes. I think I'll... Do not understand. Good. What's going on? Sorry, we're vibrating again. It appears there might be somebody else trying to call in. We have a message. We have a message. Yes. Let's have a look. Press this button now.
Hello, it's me, Damius Twinklehorn. How are you? I'm just calling in to say hello. I've got some big news. Yes, I've got some big news. I'm going to come in the studio. I'm going to make a big announcement. At the end of your show, I should be here pretty soon. So, that'll be exciting. I'll see you soon. Big news. Yes, big news.
I don't know. Is it about pies? I can't stay. I have to go now. But that was Damius Twinklehorn. So he has big news. If it's about pies, it could be. It could be about pies. Or maybe is Damius Twinklehorn the new Doctor Who? I was hoping that a pie would be the new Doctor Who. Anyway, I have to go. I'm going out this way. Oh, I think Paul is coming anyway. Hello, Paul. I'm going. There's no pies in the chat room. None at all.
Hello. Oh, hello. What's going on here? Hello, listeners. It's me, Paul. What's going on? Oh, dear. I'm so sorry I'm running late. Oh, dear. I think I know what's been going on. I think I do. Oh, blimey.
A lot has been happening. I'm terribly sorry. I'm half an hour late for the episode. It's a long story. Basically, I received this email this morning, and it said that I had been chosen as the new Doctor Who. Now, you know, I was talking to Harry about this a while back, and it seemed perfectly logical to me that when they came to choosing the new Doctor Who, that I would be in the running. I mean, quite obviously, I am a contender. So when I got this email this morning, I thought, wow, that's cool. So they said, come in your costume. So I dressed up in what I thought would be a nice costume. And I've been standing in Trafalgar Square for about the last 3 hours. So then, of course, I realised that somebody had probably got their wires crossed, or there was some confusion. And yes, it appears that there is somebody else who's going to be Doctor Who. So maybe I was on the shortlist, or possibly next time. Or anyway. But anyway, I was trying to get back from London really quickly, and it resulted in me trying to get a taxi, and, well, it would have been easier to have walked, quite probably. Now, I'm going to come into the chat room in a minute, and I just wanted to explain what's going on. I think from what I was listening to the show in my headphones when I was travelling, and I think it's possible that you may have heard various different co-hosts. I think you heard Yeti Uncle John, and you heard Cromarty. Charlie you heard, and Charlie was, he was really here. Ick, you heard, I think you heard Ick. Well, that wasn't, they weren't here. No, they weren't here. Yeti Uncle John wasn't here, Ick wasn't here, and Cromarty wasn't here. Do you know what happened? It was the episode bot. Yes, I didn't realise the episode bot has a setting on it that generates random co-hosts if I turn up late. Because I've always been on time for my own show. I've always been here at the start. But it's because I wasn't here, it clicked in, and it started generating sort of Yeti Uncle John. It's very, you know, realistic from what I could hear. I don't know about what you thought, but yeah, so none of the people you heard, other than Charlie, who just happened to be wandering by, obviously Bettina rung in, and Damius just called in. I'm worried about that, but we'll come back to that later. But no, the actual co-host you heard speaking and introducing and running the show, that was the episode bot with its random co-host generator. Oh dear, oh dear. Actually, I think that Dubious Intent would probably find the episode bot of use, because Adam needs... he needs some sort of co-hosts on a regular basis, and it's not always easy to find somebody. And possibly the episode bot could randomly generate somebody for Adam to interact with. Just my thought. I don't know what Adam thinks. Now, let me get into the chat room. I'm terribly sorry about this. Terribly sorry I'm so late. Well, we've got half an hour left of the show, so... now, what's going on here? Troby and Lisa are here. That's nice. Toppy and Smelly, as I heard these people mentioned, I heard them all mentioned when I was listening on my headphones in the taxi. I think there's some quote from Doctor Who which involves a reacting vibrator, but I don't think it's one of those ones. Shall I read it? Apparently the quote is, Captain Edel notices the instrument the Doctor is carrying. He peers at it suspiciously. What is this? We understand from our elders that you did not carry weapons. Oh yes, they're quite right. Yes, I never do. No, this is my RV, you see. My reacting vibrator. I'm able to do my calculations from this. See, that's probably how I would have played the Doctor. That wasn't my... Anyway. So Toppy says, woohoo, vibrator, yes. And, oh, this is when Damius called in. Toppy got very excited when Damius called in. And he was mentioning some sort of big news he has. But Troby and Lisa says that the reacting vibrator was never mentioned again in Doctor Who's history, so it's probably a good thing. Toppy says, oh, I bet it is a great new part in a grand stage play. Oh, what, Damius? Yes, it's possible that Damius is going to be introducing or has some news about being in a stage play. Toppy Smelly says, womp womp, no pies. Yeah, unfortunately, Charlie soon lost interest when he found there were no pies in the chat room.
Trevian Lisa says, who is this poor fellow who has barged in? I know. Toppy says, awfully rude of him, isn't it? Thanks, guys. Thanks for your support. Well, actually, luckily the episode bot was working, or anyway. Trevi and Lisa says, this broadcast needs a security guard on the door or something. Yes. Toppy says, Paul, that was a very silly notion you had about being Doctor Who. Well, you know, I've been a fan for a very long time, and I used to play Doctor Who in the garden when I was a kid, and, you know, I thought perhaps they were trying to cut costs, to be honest. You know, I thought maybe budget cuts, and I thought maybe they thought I would be the one. And I did get an email. It had a badly photoshopped BBC logo and everything. A boy's got a dream. Yet he's got to dream. Toppy says, we heard Bettina. Yes, I believe that was a rather short satellite broadcast. I had a text from her when I was in the taxi saying, well, she thought she was going to be talking to me. Oh, Toppy says, what? Well, I'll be... Ah, you see, this is the bit where I told everybody that the random generator thing. Trivia Lisa says, now we're worried that we've been randomly generated too. Please tell us we're real. Seriously, am I real? Says Toppy. I believe you are real, but you'll have to check. I don't think the episode bot can generate people in the chat room, but anyway, who knows? Now, I believe that there's a checklist of things that need to be mentioned, and I believe that randomly generated co-hosts have been covering a lot of these things, so I don't need to do them again. But the news in short is that our 100th episode is coming up soon, and that Toppy and I recorded for that earlier this weekend. And that went very well, so that was cool. Thank you again, Toppy. And the other news being that, sadly, I'm not the new Doctor Who, but Jodie Whittaker is going to be the first female Doctor Who. So we're all very excited about that. I believe the next season with the new Doctor and the new producer and everything is going to be... Oh, I don't know. I shouldn't say I don't know. But people have been talking like it's going to be in the next autumn or something. Or, well, not this autumn, but, you know, 2018 autumn, possibly. So I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm the one who believed a fake scam letter. What a silly yeti. Toppy says, you're welcome, it was a pleasure. We had good fun. Even though Toppy had to get up, well no, Toppy had to stay up late. Toppy, it was between like 1 o'clock in the morning and about 3 o'clock in the morning that Toppy was recording. And I got up at about 5:30. But you know, that was a lot more sociable for me. But thank you very much, Toppy, for Trebulita said, if you were the new Doctor, Paul, what would you wear? I would wear like an old-fashioned bathing costume, you know, like one of those ones. My TARDIS would change and it would look like one of those old, you know, how they used to push people out into the sea in one of those sort of those things where they wheeled those things down to the sea so you didn't have to, you just emerged from the box. And I'd have one of those old with a, yeah, maybe that wouldn't be very practical, but you know, okay, I didn't have much time to think about it. Toppy Smelly says, stupid time zones. Yes, well, oh well, it could be worse. And it's 5 hours difference between the UK and Pickle Hollow, and for about 2 or 3 weeks of the year it's only 4 hours different. So I've got a flashing thing, it says there's a call coming through. I think it's Damius again. I'm gonna have to talk to him, sorry. I'll put him on air.
Hello, it's me, Darius Twinklehorn. Are you still broadcasting? Is that you, Paul?
Yes, it's me. Hello, Darius.
Yes, I have some new big news, and I was hoping to be there in time, but I'm stuck in traffic, and I wanted to say I have some very big news I wanted to announce on the show. I'm going to ask somebody to marry me. Yes, somebody I love very dearly. Yes, I've been thinking about it for a very long time. It's very exciting.
Very exciting, Damis.
No, she is with somebody else at the moment, but I know that if I announce it, if I say something, then she'll just dump him and she'll come to me. I'm pretty sure of it. I've decided it makes sense. There's no doubt in my mind at all.
Oh, Damis, I really don't think doing this live on air is a good idea, unless you're very sure that this lady of yours is going to say, do you actually know that she's even listening? I mean, if she's with somebody else, but please, I mean, if Bettina was here, she'd probably recommend that you didn't do this,
Hello?
Oh, I seem to be losing you, Damius. Seem to be losing you.
Hello? Hello? I haven't told you my news. Hello? Hello.
Sorry.
Hello.
Sorry,
hello?
Listeners. I've cut him off. I don't know what to do. I'm panicking. Sorry. He might be listening to the show. I'm very sorry, Damius, if you're listening, but I've cut you off. You can't do this live. It's not right. You're just getting into big trouble. Announcing things like that live on air. I don't want to get us sued. Let's see what the chat room thinks. Chat room, what do you think about all of this? Toppy says Bettina is the envy of many. Yes. Now, come on. What? Trobianita says it's always painful being cut off. Oh, it is. So, chat room, do you have any opinions either on, the new Doctor Who or the idea? Are you pro? Are you pro a lady doctor? Number two question is, what should Damius do? Do you think he should ask this lady to marry him live on air when she's still got a boyfriend? I don't think it's a good idea. Do you? Come on. Please tell me, because I'm stressing out here, because I want you, the weight of the audience telling me that they agree will at least maybe convince Damius not to do anything silly, because I'm still worried about he's going to turn up at the studio and do it, and we've still got at least quarter of an hour left of this show. Toppy Smelly says it's not a good idea. I think he means Damis, not the Doctor Who. Troby and Lisa says we are very excited about the new Doctor, grinning like idiots. Yes, yeah, me too. I may have done a little tear of excitement. Well, then everything makes me tear up. It's my age. Toppy says, tell Damis he needs to chill. Oh boy, yeah, he definitely needs to chill. Oh dear, what else is going on here? Yes, Trobini says best not to do anything rash. It really is, isn't it? I mean, dear, oh dear. He does sound like he's nervous, he does sound like he's highly strung, but usually he is quite chilled out, believe it or not. no. Yes, so Trobianita says best not to do anything rash. Mind you, it wouldn't be his first rash, we suspect. Blimey. Toppy Smelly says, personally, I believe a female Doctor Who needs to happen, and I think it is a great twist. Yes. Dear. I'm just worried that Damis is going to burst through the door any minute. I'm all of a tizzy.
Dear, oh dear, that was a... Oh, I don't know, that was quite a tiring... Oh, that was quite a stressful show. I don't know. Dear, oh dear, first I'm late, then that whole business with the episode bot trying to take over. Well, I know it wasn't his fault. He wasn't trying to take over in a bad way. That was just the setting, the just randomly generating co-hosts to run the show. But I don't know. He's a clever little thing, that episode bot. He really is. Oh, dear. Well done, episode bot. No problem, you did a good job, you really did. Well done you, hey? Well done you. Well done you, hey? Well done you.
Well done you, hey? Well done you. Well done you, hey? Well done you.
Well done you. Well done you. Well done you. Well done you. Well done you. Well done you. Oh dear. dearie me. Huh. I don't know. Technology, eh? Technology.
I think, I'm sorry, I think the episode bot sort of kicked back into life because I congratulated it, and then the next thing we know, it's trying to randomly generate me again. That'll teach me to turn around and try and take a sip of coffee. So no, that last me wasn't me, and it isn't the end of the show yet. There's other things to be said. We've got at least another 10-15 minutes. So no, I'm not going to say. I think the episode bot. It's a bit like Siri on the Apple phone, or what's the one that? Anyway, one of those things where you kind of say, Siri, please tell me this, or please help me with this, and so I think you just have to be careful. You have to be careful with those things, that you don't say their name or say something similar and activate them when you don't want to. So I have to be careful when I say the word episode bot. No, he didn't hear me. Good. I have to be careful when I say yes, because he kind of... I'm going to have to tinker with him, basically, before next live show. Now, I'm going to be telling you something any minute about next month's live show. Things will be a bit different in August. There's a few different possibilities, but I've locked the front door. Damius can't get into the studio, so he's not going to be charging in and announcing anything. I can tell you that. No. Let's see what the chat room... Before I tell you about next month's show, let me just check in the chat room. I would like to thank everyone for showing up tonight. apparently that joke about the rash is a joke from Blackadder 2, which I love, but I'm totally haven't seen Blackadder 2 for a long time. So, yes. Sorry. I got my mind... My mind is in a whirl tonight, with Damius and the episode bot and being stuck in a taxi. yes. Apparently that is a line in Blackadder 2 between the Queen and Nursey. Toppy says, "Insert Twilight Zone theme here." I think he's referring to when the episode bot tried to generate me. Yes. It's all a bit Westworld, this episode. I'm sorry. I hope you're not too conflabbergasted. Yeah, that's not even a word. I hope you're not too flabbergasted, is what I meant to say. I think I was trying to say two different words and I sort of morphed them into one. Right. Let me just see. So, what have you lot been up to this weekend? I forgot to ask because I've barely been here all the episode. Have you had a nice weekend? What have I done other than think I was going to be Doctor Who for all of 2 or 3 hours? We've done very little this weekend. We were having to wait for a parcel to be delivered. Today, Sunday. I got up early and was recording with Toppy yesterday. And I was kind of editing bits and pieces for our next episode. Now, our next episode, which will be episode 96, is called... I think it's called... How was it called? What is it called? Fact versus Fiction, I think. Yes, something like that. And basically, it's about those times where fact and fiction blur, particularly when you're doing creative projects such as Sutton Park, which was a very good example of, well... real life merging into total fiction. But I can tell you that in that episode we have a little chat with Nick, and there are some other guests, including Toppy, and that's on it. Actually, I think I can pretty much really let you know all the episodes now between now and episode 100. So we've got this episode, which is 95, 96 is the Truth versus Lies episode. Episode 97 is that's what I recorded when I was in Hamburg. So that's I was putting together the material for episode 97, the Hamburg episode, and all of the material at the moment comes about 3 hours. But there are some bits and pieces amongst that which need to be set aside, and also some bits and pieces that are just sound effects. So I'm pretty much sure, but by the time I've gone through the footage, it'll be under 2 hours. So yes. So episode 98, it's called Storyteller, and I recorded that a while back, so I can't remember what's in that episode too much. But episode 99, I can tell you for sure that involves a trip to Bettina's house for we haven't gone yet, but that's what I'm going to say is, yes, episode 99, we're going to go around to Bettina's house and see where she lives, and then episode 100. Yeah, so now let me see oh yes, oh, what's going on? Toppy says I did some spring cleaning in the summer. Troby and Lisa says yes, thanks, been doing some recording with Warren again, pieces about James Burke and Brian Cant. Toppy Smelly says Brian can't what, haha, just being silly. Toppy Smelly is dreaming of a cheeseburger for some reason. Well, who wouldn't? Toppy says always wondered where Bettina lives. Well, obviously I can't announce, you know, her exact address live on air, but all I can tell you is that she lives in a big mansion, so big that it's open to the public. I can't remember whether Bettina lives in a big house because it was sort of bequeathed to her in a will by a family member, or whether she won it in a game of strip poker. It's possible it's a mixture of the two, who knows. Troby and Lisa says there was a BBC director called Colin Cant. His credit used to read director Colin Cant. It's always raised a laugh. So yes, what was I going to say? Yes, so I was going to tell you about the possible situation for next month's live episode, because the actual weekend that I'm supposed to be doing a live show, it's Sunday the 20th of August. Now, I'm in the Lake District that weekend, and I don't know for sure what the internet situation is going to be. So I've got various different possibilities. I can either have a month off in August, or I could choose another date, maybe the 13th of August or the 27th of August. Or what I'm actually thinking of doing is, presuming I do have internet at the place where I'm staying, I was thinking that what I could possibly do is just nip onto the live stream for 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, maybe every day for a week. And I can just sort of mention it on Twitter or mention it on Pride 48 and say, hey, I'm going on for, you know, 20 minutes or 10 minutes or... But I'll have to see if it's even possible. What I'll be doing anyway is I'll be recording an episode in the Lake District. Because, now, this is breaking news. Now, Ick has become very enthused, very excited about the Loch Ness Monster. Now, I believe he has been looking into lots of different theories, because no one's seen the Loch Ness Monster in Loch Ness for a very long time. But Ick has got a theory, which I don't know where he's got it from, that the Loch Ness Monster now lives in the Lake District, in one of the lakes in the Lake District. But now, I don't know where he's got that idea from, but I love the Lake District, and it seems like a good excuse to go to the Lake District, so I'm running with that. So that's why we're going to the Lake District. We're going to indulge Ick in his hunt for the Loch Ness Monster, who now lives in Derwentwater, near Keswick, I believe. That's what his theory is. We shall see. So, yeah, I'm not 100% sure yet what version we're going to be. You're bound to hear from me live at some point, and obviously there'll be plenty of other episodes coming out during August, including our 100th episode, if all goes to plan. Otherwise, I'm going to be back in September at my regular sort of... Now, let me see if I've got the date for that. Whoops. I intend to keep on a schedule of doing a live show on the third Sunday of, you know, every month. But this month, you know... August is the only one I've got a slight question mark for. Sorry, I've got my other dates written down. Of course, you can always look in the on your calendar, but I would like to let you know. Gosh, oh, here we go. So, 17th of September, 15th of October, 19th of November, and the 17th of December at the moment are the dates I've got for live shows booked, with August having a slight question mark depending on what goes on. Anyway. You don't need to know all this. Well, you do need to know this if you want to listen. But, let me see. I'm going to be heading off in a minute. I mean, when we finish a show, as you know, we always kind of take a while to wind down. So I'm going to play the music and start saying my goodbyes. But, we won't be gone quite yet. But, So, Toppy says, would you do those little snippets episodes at the same time every day? Yeah, I probably would. I probably... it depends on whether, you know, I have the internet and it's all working. I'd probably try and do it sort of before I went to bed, maybe. So it would be sort of during the evening in the States. But... I don't know, but I'll. It's still a work in progress as far as it being an idea, and it really does depend on the internet strength that I get up in the lakes. But I come up with something, or it might just be that I do a show on the Sunday, the 20th. But Toppy says, "I love Nessie," and Troby and Lisa say they'll be off soon. Too early to bed and all that. Well, it's, you know, it's nearly 10 o'clock in UK time, so I'm going to start. I'm going to run the end title music, and I'll be back. I will be back before to say goodbye, but let's start getting things sorted out. And thank you to Toppy and to Trevi and Lisa in the chat room. And thanks also again to Toppy for all his help with episode 100 this weekend. But I should be back briefly. But listen, there's something coming up. Something coming up, I believe.
I'm very sad I didn't get to announce my news. Maybe I can wait until next month, or maybe they'll do another show, or maybe I could do a show, but I just wanted to tell everybody about... Well, I'm going to be married. She hasn't said yes yet, but she will. I just have to announce it, and I have to be ready for there to be trouble, and I have to be ready for... Well, you know... I have to be ready that she might not accept immediately, or that her current boyfriend may be cross. Yes, but I'll ask her soon. Lovely, lovely lady. What a lovely lady. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My lovely Bettina. I do love her. Oh, yes.
Hello, it is me, Ick.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you hear me speaking?
I did hear you speaking. Are you sure it's wise?
What do you mean?
Well, if you have not spoken to the lady...
Well, she will marry me. I know she will marry me.
I'm not saying she won't, but surely it is best to speak to her and sort things out with her current boyfriend before you announce it live on the podcast.
Oh, do you think?
I think you're doing it the wrong way round. As romantic as it might be, and I have been studying love songs recently, so I do know a bit about love. And, you know, I think that there are ways and ways of going about this, and you're not going about it the right way. You need to be more subtle. You need to, be nice to her. Don't jump in and don't cause a trouble. Don't cause a fight.
Oh, I suppose so.
I mean, are you sure that she really is very much in love with her current boyfriend?
I'm not sure. Maybe you're right. Maybe I do need to think about this.
I think so. You're going about it the wrong way. You do not want there to be anger or violence. You need to be very careful, I think.
Oh, yes, I suppose. Maybe I could ask your advice.
If you like. Every day I am increasing my knowledge of love through love songs. So yes, I could help you. I could.
Oh, the more I think about it, the more I think that, well, she is so busy at the moment and she is about to meet Aunt Tappy and she must have her mind on a million other things.
Exactly. You must choose your moment. Now is not that moment.
Oh dear, I so nearly spoiled things, didn't I?
It is fine. You didn't say anything. You didn't directly mention her. I was listening.
Yes. No, I didn't. I didn't mention her name, no. Oh, thank you, Ick. Thank you for your wise advice.
No problem. No problem at all.
Thank you.
Goodbye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird. Super weird.
He's not that shy.
Oh, good. Greed, did you hear what I just heard? Thank goodness for Ick. I should have guessed that's what Damius meant when he said that he was going to make a proposal. I didn't realise that his feelings for Bettina were quite that serious. Anyway, it sounds like Ick has kind of calmed him down. He really is quite erratic at the moment, Damius. He's making some very bad decisions. As far as I'm aware, Bettina and Nathan are strong and, you know, it wouldn't end well. The trouble is, Bettina and, Bettina and Damius, they're kind of different ends. I think Damius feels that he knows Bettina a lot better than... And, you know, they work together on the show and they become friends, but, it's just... I don't think it's a two-way thing. Anyway, let me just check into the chat room, see if anyone else has got any opinions. Yes, Toppy says, good advice, Ick. Yes, and as Toppy noted, there were peepers in the background, so I think that little message, that came from down by the lake where the peepers are. Oh dear. Toby and Lisa say they'll try and drop in for future editions. Toppy says, have a pleasant night, Toby and Lisa. And, good night, Toby and Lisa. Yes, we shall be heading off. Toppy says, let the poor guy down easy. Yeah. Oh dear. Now, if you're listening to this as a recorded version, then please hold on, because coming up next we have some more poems which are going to be extra content, so that won't be broadcast live. Those will be coming up only on the recorded version of this episode. As I say, I like to put an extra bit of material in the finished version, recorded version of the live shows. But anyway, well, I think that is about it. I'm just going to return the stream if I can, if I can remember what I've got to do. Yes. So anyway, thank you. Hopefully I'll speak to you in August. If not, then definitely September. And anyway, there will be plenty of episodes coming out over the next few weeks. So anyway, right. Let's see. Toppy says thanks, Paul. Right. Let's see what's going on.
Like some of the early stories, there was one or two written by P.J. Hammond, who wrote Sapphire and Steel, so those were pretty good ones. I never really liked the first series. There were a couple of characters that I just, main characters, who I just really hated, and then the second series they killed one of those characters off, and then he stayed alive even though he was dead for the whole of the second series, which really disappointed me. Although it was quite good in the second series when Martha was in it. But anyway, enough geeking out.
That was me from the live Pride 48 streaming event episode. Anyway, yes, here comes the extra content.
Welcome to the extra section of this episode.
This one's called A Saint or a Sinner. It's also from Do Yeti Wear Pyjamas from 2010. Is he a saint or a sinner, or simply somewhere in between? Is he a help or just a hindrance, some kind of star of stage and screen? Oh, is he just a troublemaker, or does he really have a point? Was he caught behind the bike sheds with a rather massive joint? Is his purpose to befuddle, or does he have some lucid scheme? Is he the naughty man they talk of, the sort which housewives often dream? Well, the answer to our question all depends on your perception. Is he something rather special, or just a master of deception? Is he a saint or a sinner, or maybe somewhere in the middle? Can he be trusted with your trinkets, or is he always on the fiddle? All the villains down in Whitehall, they would surely be suspicious. Then they're the biggest lot of crooks, and have done things far more malicious. Just because he didn't do stuff in the way they had instructed, they would say he was a villain. They would brand him non-productive. So it depends on how you see things. Yes, it depends on who you are. Is he some kind of scary monster, or just the next X Factor star? Is he a saint or a sinner, or could he be a bit of each? Should we look right up to him? Can it be he's fit to preach? Could it be he is a rogue, or just some filthy kind of chancer? Well, you cannot trust the press, because they'll just make up the answer. So is he evil or angelic? I bet you cannot now decide. Which way does it seem to you? Just what the hell goes on inside? Or does he only want to help, or does he simply like to stir it? Will he twist any advantage? Well, which way would you prefer it? Is he a saint or a sinner, or maybe neither of the two? Yes, or just another individual with a rather different view? Was he just fighting for his rights, just like you'd stand up to for yours? Or when you've grown a new obsession and cannot spare the time to pause? He may be neither right nor wrong. He never had a bad intention. Someone who never meant to meddle, who never courted your attention. Most times it's really not a matter of who is saintly or who sins. No, for it is he who shouts the loudest, who more than often really wins. This is called Door-to-Door Psychopath. She could see it in his eyes. When he showed up at the front door, he was a door-to-door psychopath, posing as an innocent salesman. She knew this without a doubt, without hesitation, and she could tell that he had his eye on her as his next victim. A poor, feckless housewife, in need of cleaning products. Who might invite him in? Who might consider buying a duster? Or a dish mop? Or a sink tidy, or a potato peeler, or a novelty pair of Bart Simpson egg cups,
or perhaps a newly sharpened set of kitchen knives. He even had extra special state-of-the-art all-singing, all-dancing vacuum cleaners, and they came with all the attachments and miscellaneous accessories. He had clothes pegs, tin foil, juicers, tea towels, bath mats, sink plungers, cling film. He wants to wrap that around my head to suffocate me, she thought. She knew his game. Either that or he wants to cut out my heart with one of his new knives. Despite his seductive smile, she was suspicious. Of course, he was doing a fine job of acting friendly. His cheeky wink offered extras, a cuddle or a kiss on the couch, a frantic fumble against the fridge, a few desperate gasps upon the kitchen table, the promise of more than just assorted Tupperware. But she had seen it in his eyes when he'd shown up at the front door. He was a door-to-door psychopath, very similar to herself, a homicidal housewife. Well, they always say, it takes one to know one. And so she invited him in for a quick cup of tea. This one's called Not Just a Pretty Face. He's not just a pretty face, he's a criminal, a mugger. He's a fan of Peter Pan, also a part-time kitten hugger. He's a brute and he's an angel, the sort of saint you'd eat for dinner. He's a vampire, a werewolf, a sadistic kind of grinner. Well, the boy is quite a talent, a clodhopper in denial. Still, he wears the look so well, he is so clumsy, but a style. He's just a little in the closet. He is loud, so very dowdy. He is shy, but enigmatic, and maybe just a little rowdy. He's a question left unanswered. He's a waste of time and space. He's a problem left unsolved. He's far from just a pretty face. He's not just a pretty face, he is a snob. He's in the gutter. He's the messiest of clean freaks. He likes to catalogue his clutter. He is the brains and yet a dunce. He is the brawn as weak as tea. As hard as nails, as soft as mush. Won't hurt a fly, stings like a bee. He's a juggernaut of love. He's flying fast and sinking slow. He is addicted to the chase, but does he have somewhere to go? He's very open, so hung up. He's very private, can't you see? He's not some lazy couch potato. He's just got a dodgy knee. He's always in the frame until he's gone without a trace. It's hard to tell if he's adored or is he just some pretty face. He's not just a pretty face. Tells the truth, that filthy liar. He is an expert in sweet talking. He's a big mouth up for hire. It's not just about his looks, those big brown eyes, that derriere. He's got so much going on, you know it feels so damned unfair. Well, the evidence is in. Oh, what a shame, it's such a pity. In the flesh, he's nothing special. Deep inside, not even pretty. Best in show, but worst in school. Still, he has really got an edge. Smartly presented on occasion, then pulled backwards through a hedge. Silver-tongued, sly silver fox. Seems he is yet to play his ace. So many thoughts inside his head, far more than just a pretty face. Last of all, here I have one last poem. It's called The International Conspiracy of Fish. Down in the water, in the pool, are slimy things who want to rule, who'll soon enslave us, for 'tis their wish, the International Conspiracy of Fish. Yes, there they bask deep down beneath, far from the sun amongst the reef, down there plotting evil notions to rule our world from out the oceans. They're growing strong, advancing daily, an underwater army so very scaly. See, there they bob, their bubbles blowing. What's their plan? No way of knowing, nor what they'll do when left at large. They mean it, though, for sure in charge. Deeper than a sub could ever sink. Squid note their plans with just their ink. Oh, there they creep, cross rocks and sand. The sea is theirs, and next the land. On seahorse steeds their forces ready. Charge on with gusto, their progress steady. Rise up from out of corals. You're wrong to think that fish have morals. See how they gape, their jaws wide open. Their fins send signals, no words are spoken. Sharks and mussels, crabs and starfish, all have a dream that's kind of selfish. To rule the waves, then take the shore. The sea's not enough, there's always more. There they skulk, tentacles flexing, their moments near, so busy texting. to call forth support those in the know, even the seaweed tries to grow, to entwine and drown land-loving goodies, even the mermaids are wearing hoodies. Here they come, the ocean's mobsters, prawns and shrimps, and then the lobsters, claws outstretched to clutch and kill, with their water bombs they know the drill. When the sea succeed, how will they feel? A crab in number 10? Does that appeal? Soon whelks and eels will rule our nations. We've been overrun by cross crustaceans. Soon they'll eat us upon a dish. Beware the international conspiracy of fish. Here are some poems from my book, Caveman Logic, which I published back in 2009. This one's called The Department of Shoddy Workmanship. Hello, sir. How can I help? This is the Department of Shoddy Workmanship. Houses ruined, pipes cracked, paint chipped, plants attacked, sinks blocked, carpets stained, toes crushed, shoulders strained. We're here to help. What is your bidding? Bad neighbours killed. I'm only kidding. Wires sliced, kitchens trashed, cats castrated, windows smashed, floorboards loosened and roof tiles swiped, bird baths broken, arses wiped. Are we going to sort it? Yes, we can and will. Get your ears pierced with our pneumatic drill. Sagging ceilings, taps are dripping, curtains swung on in need of ripping. Potholes plugged, but in a hurry. Babies minded, don't you worry. Heirloom squashed. Oops, did we bend it? Keep your hair on, we'll try to mend it. Mirrors splintered, keyholes peep through. Mysterious holes that mildew seep through. Haunted attics with poltergeist. We'll exorcise them, it's cheaply priced. Let's bring the house down, paint the town red. Not kill ourselves, nor raise the dead. We'll meet your each and every need. Botch it up, oh yes indeed. But if you want the best, we're sadly lacking. If you want stuff broken or things need whacking, just call us up, speak to anybody. Yes, if you need our help, we're experts in all matters shoddy.
This message has been brought to you by the Department of Shoddy Work.
We are now concluding the extra section of this episode. This episode.